Brain Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision funding scheme.
It's Brain Blaster 2021, and here is your host, Linda O'Connell.
You're very welcome to Brain Blaster 2021, a 16-part series which sees six local primary schools go head-to-head in the hope of becoming the 2021 CRY 104FM Brain Blaster Champion. The quiz consists of seven rounds of questions covering the following topics: general knowledge, maths, history and geography, audio, spelling and sport. And new to Brain Blaster this year, a teacher's round. Each team will consist of four students from the senior cycle who will work together as a team to gain as many points as they can against the other schools. At the end of the elimination rounds, two schools with the highest points will go head-to-head to see who will become not only the Brain Blaster champion, but also who will win their school €500. Now over to Misinformation, who will tell us who today's teams are.
Thank you, Linda. Our two teams today are Kyle and Bunskull. And on the Kyle team are Conor O'Callaghan, Kira Scully, Surika O'Rourke and Cian O'Connell. And on the Bunskull Muir team are Dominique Tylock, Katrina Daly, Adam Hayes and Lauren Keating. Good luck, boys and girls.
Now it's time for the General Knowledge Round.
Our first round is a General Knowledge Round. Each member of the team will be asked an individual question worth 2 points. If the student is unsure of the answer, they may confer with their teammates and get 1 point for a correct answer. So let's start our general knowledge round and over to you, Kyle National School, and we'll start with you, Cian. Which painter painted the Mona Lisa?
Leonardo da Vinci.
That is correct. 2 points. Now we go to you, Surika. And what is the name given to a baby elephant?
A calf.
That is correct. 2 points. Now we go to you, Kira. In his discovery of gravity, what is said to have fallen on Isaac Newton's head?
An apple.
That is correct. 2 points. And finally we go to you, Connor. In the Bible, who built the ark?
Could I confer?
You can.
Noah.
That is correct. And that's 1 point for a conferred answer. So at the end of that round, you scored 7 points. And we go to Bunskull Wirra, and we'll start with you, Dominica. Is a dolphin a mammal or a fish?
It's a mammal.
Correct. 2 points. Adam, in what country would you find the River Thames?
England.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, is the sun a star or a planet?
A star.
Correct. 2 points. And Lauren, what is the name of the snowman in Frozen?
Olaf.
Correct. 2 points, and well done. A full 8 points at the end of that round.
Time for a fun fact.
2 and 5 are the only prime numbers that end with 2 and 5. A prime number is a natural number greater than 1 that cannot be created by multiplying 2 smaller natural numbers. So to put that in a non-math talk, prime numbers are numbers greater than 1, can only be formed by multiplying 1 by itself.
Up next is the maths round.
Next up is our maths round. Each team member will be asked a maths question. If they get the answer correct, they will get 2 points. Should they wish to confer with their teammates, they will get 1 point for a correct answer. And we go to you first, Cian. What is 3 multiplied by 20 and then minus 12? So it's 3 multiplied by 20 and then minus 12.
48.
That is correct. 2 points. Now to you, Surika. 44 turtles are on a beach. A quarter of them swim away. How many turtles are left on the beach? So I'll repeat that. There's 44 turtles on a beach. A quarter of them swim away. How many turtles are left on the beach?
36.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 33. Now to you, Kira. What is 144 divided by 12?
May I confer?
You can.
The answer is 12.
That is correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And finally to you, Connor. What is the square root of 100?
May I confer?
You can.
25?
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 10. 10 by 10 is 100. So at the end of that round, you've scored 3 points. So we go to Bunskull Wirra, and I'll go to you, Dominica. How many hours are in 3 days?
72.
Correct. 2 points. Adam, how much is 3/5 of 100? So I'll repeat that. How much is 3/5 of 100?
60.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, how many years are there in a century?
1,000.
That's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's 100. And Lauren, what percentage of 40 needs to be added to it to make 50? So I'll repeat that. What percentage of 40 needs to be added to it to make 50?
Can I confirm?
You can.
25%.
That's correct. 1 point. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 5 points. So, Miss Information, what are the scores at the end of round two?
At the end of round two, the scores are Kyle 10 and Bunskull Wirra are 13.
Up next is the history or geography round.
So it's round three, our history and geography round. Again, for this round, a correct answer is worth 2 points and a conferred answer is worth 1. And we'll start with you, Connor. In what year did the Easter Rising take place in Ireland?
May I confer?
You can.
1960.
That is correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. Now we go to you, Kira. Who brought the potato crop to Ireland?
Sir Walter Raleigh.
That is correct. 2 points. Now to you, Sorka. In what country would you find the Eiffel Tower?
France.
That is correct. 2 points. And finally to you, Keen. What is the capital city of Spain?
Madrid.
That is correct. 2 points. And at the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And we go to Bunskull Wirra, and I'll start with you, Dominica. What river is the city of Cork built on?
The River Lee.
Correct. 2 points. Adam, what is the smallest county in Ireland?
Louth.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, which came first, the Stone Age or the Bronze Age?
Can I confirm, please?
You can.
The Stone Age.
The Stone Age.
Correct. 1 point. And finally to you, Lauren. In which country did Joan of Arc lead an army?
Can you repeat that question?
In which country did Joan of Arc lead an army?
Can I confer?
You can.
France.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 6 points. So, misinformation, at the end of the history and geography round, what are our scores?
Well, at the end of round three, the scores are Kyle 17 and Bunskull 19. Now it's time to put your listening ears on. It's the music round.
And now it's time for the music round.
So it's time for our audio round. In this team round, each team will hear clips of 4 songs. They will get 1 point for the song and 1 point for the artist, meaning that there are 8 points up for grabs. So Kyle National School, here is your medley of songs.
We used to be giants, when did we stop? Just say the word and I'll be yours, you know I never forgot. The hope and the hurt has lived inside of me.
There's gold in the dirt I never took the time to see. But I knew of its worth when you walked beside of me.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean.
I've been holding on to pieces, swimming in the deep end, trying to find my way back to you. Cause I'm needing a little bit of love. Lately I've been counting stars, and I'm sorry that I broke your heart. It's something that I didn't want for you.
Maybe I'm foolish, maybe I'm blind, thinking I can see through this and see what's behind. Got no way to prove it, so maybe I'm lying. But I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put your blame on me.
Okay, so Connor, so we go to you. I need the name of the song and the name of the artist, please.
So for the first one, we got Giants by Dermot Kennedy.
That is correct. 2 points.
For the second song, we got Shotgun by George Ezra.
Correct. 2 points.
And for three, we didn't get the song, but we think it's Lewis Capaldi.
Unfortunately, it's not. The song is Little Bit of Love, and the artist is Tom Grennan. Okay, so 0 points on that.
And for the fourth song, we got Human by Wrecking Bones.
That is correct. So that is a total of 6 points at the end of that round. So, Bunskull Wira, here is your medley of songs.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door. I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy.
Oh, don't you dare look back, just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh, ooh, shut up and dance with me.
Baby, now you're back again, back into my life. Hit a lot of turbulence, you know. One too many arguments, I have to let go. Forgive you, I know. You say you wanna try, and I see you change before my eyes into somebody new. So, no empty promises. I need to know it's worth it if I'm gonna go there with you.
I haven't always been this way. I wasn't born a renegade. I felt alone, still feel afraid. I stumble through it anyway. I wish someone would have told me that this life is ours to choose. No one's handing you the keys or a book with all the rules. The little that I know, I'll tell you. When they dress you up in lies and you're left naked.
So I need the name of the artist and the name of the song, and I'll go to you, Katrina.
Kesha, and we didn't know what the song name was.
You're correct on the artist. It is Kesha. The name of the song is TikTok. So 1 point.
Shut Up and Dance by Rock the Moon.
Correct. 2 points.
We didn't know the answer for the third one.
Okay. So the name of the song was Last Time and the artist was Becky Hill.
Pink. You didn't know the name of the song.
The artist is correct. It is Pink and the name of the song is All I Know So Far. So well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 4 points. Well, Miss Information, what are the scores at the end of that round?
Well, Linda, at the end of the music round, Kyle are 23 and Bonscal Wirra are 23.
Up next, the spelling round.
So on to round 5 and our only individual round. There is no conferring in this round. Each student gets 2 words to spell and will receive 1 point for each correct spelling. There are a total of 8 points up for grabs in this round. And Connor, we'll start with you. Your first word is temper.
T-E-M-P-E-R.
That's correct. 1 point. Your second word is activity.
A-C-T-I-V-I-T-Y.
Well done. 1 point. Now, Kira, we go to you. Your first word is level.
L-E-V-E-L.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is property.
P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y.
Correct. 1 point. Now to you, Sorka. Your first word is colony.
C-O-L-O-N-Y.
That is correct. 1 point. Your second word is constant.
C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T.
Correct. 1 point. And finally to you, Keane. Your first word is guest.
G-U-E-S-T.
Correct. Okay. 1 point. Your second word is facility.
Facility. Okay. Would it be F-A-C-I-L-I-T-Y?
Correct. 1 point. And well done. Full points in that round. 8 points. So we go to Bunskull Wirra, and I'll start with you, Dominica. Your first word is similar.
S-I-M-I-L-A-R.
Correct. 1 point. So your second word is freezing.
F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G.
Correct. 1 point. Adam, your first word is quarter.
Q-U-A-R-T-E-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is acoustics.
A-C-C-O-U-S-T-I-C-S.
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. It's A-C-O-U-S-T-I-C-S. Katrina, your first word is mayor.
M-A-Y-O-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is pronounce.
P-R-O-N-O-U-N-C-E.
Correct. 1 point. Lauren, your first word is popular.
P-O-P-U-L-A-R.
Correct. 1 point. Your second word is excite.
E-X-C-I-T-E.
Correct. 1 point. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 7 points. And it's back to you, Miss Information, for an update on the scores.
Well, at the end of round 5, Linda, Kyle are 31 and Bunskull are 30.
Here's another fun fact.
Cowboys didn't actually wear cowboy hats. Those big Stetsons that everyone associates with cowboys like John Wayne and Billy the Kid, cowboys didn't wear those. In fact, the hat choice for the 19th century cowboys was actually a bowler hat.
Up next, a sports round.
This is our final round that the students will compete in, our sports round. Again, there will be 2 points for a correct individual answer and 1 point for a correct answer if the student confers. And we'll start with you, Cian. Murrayfield Rugby Stadium is in what Scottish city?
Can I confer?
You can.
I have no answer.
No problem. The correct answer is Edinburgh. So, Sorka, to you. The Gunners is the nickname of which English football club? So, the Gunners is the nickname of which English football club?
English football club, the Gunners.
You can confer if you need to.
I don't think they know. Say any English football club. Manchester United.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. The correct answer is Arsenal. Now to you, Kira. How many rings are there on the Olympic flag?
May I confer?
You can.
Five.
Correct. That's 1 point for a conferred answer. And finally to you, Connor. What is the name of the item that players hit in ice hockey?
Could I confer?
You can.
A puck.
That is correct. 1 point for a conferred answer. And at the end of that round, you scored 2 points. We'll go to Bunscoil Wirra. And I'll start with you, Dominica. Which team does Harry Kane play for?
Could I confer, please?
You can.
I was thinking maybe that. Do you want to say Liverpool?
Yeah. Liverpool?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The correct answer is Tottenham Hotspur. Adam, in which country did the Olympic Games originate?
Greece.
Correct. 2 points. Katrina, how many players are there in a basketball side?
Confer.
Yeah.
Maybe. Do you want me to say
eight?
It's incorrect, I'm afraid. The answer is five. And Lauren, what type of swimming stroke has the same name as a flying insect?
Can I confer?
You can.
I think it's a butterfly.
A butterfly.
That's correct. 1 point. Well done. 3 points at the end of that round. So as we head into the teacher's round misinformation, what is the latest on the scores?
Well, Linda, the scores at the end of round six are level. Kyle are 33 and Bunscoil are 33.
Now it's time for the one and only teacher's round.
It's time for our final round. The students have done an incredible job so far and now it's time for their teachers to step up to the plate. This is round seven, the teacher's round. Each teacher will be asked 6 questions based on the topics which the students have already covered. General knowledge, maths, history or geography, music, spelling and sport. Each correct answer is worth 2 points and there will be no conferring on this round. Representing Kyle National School is Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly, are you ready?
Yes.
Your first question, general knowledge. Which farmyard animal is the most intelligent?
A cow.
Unfortunately, the answer is a pig. Your maths question. What is 19 multiplied by 7?
133.
That is correct. 2 points. Your geography question. If something is Cantonese, which country does it come from?
China.
That is correct. 2 points. Music. How many members are there currently in pop group Little Mix?
4.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. There is now currently 3. Jesse Nelson left in December 2020. Your spelling question. Can you spell psychology?
P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-Y.
That is correct. 2 points. And your final question, your sports question. On which course is the Masters Golf Tournament played?
Augusta.
That is correct. 2 points. Well done. At the end of that round, you scored 8 points. So representing Bunscoil Wirra is Mr. White. Mr. White, are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
First question, general knowledge. Which actor played James Bond prior to Daniel Craig?
Pierce Brosnan.
Correct. 2 points. Maths. What is 19 multiplied by 6?
114.
Correct. 2 points. History. What year was William Shakespeare born? 1564 or 1563?
1563.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. Correct answer is 1564. Music. Who originally recorded the classic ballad I Will Always Love You in 1973?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. 2 points. Spelling. Spell hippopotamus.
H-I-P-P-O-T-A-M-U-S.
Incorrect, I'm afraid. It's H-I-P-P-O-P-O-T-A-M-U-S. Finally, sport. Did Cristiano Ronaldo score more goals or play more games for Real Madrid in all competitions?
More goals.
Correct. He scored 450 goals in 438 games. That's 2 points. And well done. At the end of that round, you've scored 8 points. Well, misinformation, at the end of that nail-biting round, what are the scores?
Well, Linda, at the end of that game, we have a draw. Kyle are 41 and Bunscoil are 41.
So it's congratulations to both our teams in that epic head-to-head. Stay tuned for more great Brain Blaster matchups as we continue our journey to find our 2021 Brain Blaster champion.
Blaster 2021 is a Community Radio Yall production, supported by the Sound and Vision Funding Scheme.